learned, it tanked, what we call, first call it tanked, and then it spoiled. It'd be spoiled meat. And it'll get, it'll just get old and strong. Uh-huh. It may not be learned, but it'll just get old and get strong, and nobody hardly wants it. Now, there's one once in a while maybe like it better by the old meat, but there's a common that didn't want it when it got too old. Why, it'll be strong meat, and they call it this. I don't know, back when they cured the meat and kept it, they didn't want to keep it more than from one hog killing to another in a year, you see. Uh-huh. It gets it's about as long as they, as long as they want to keep it, yeah.
Well, what about that, after you would butcher a hog, what about what they would make with the meat from the head?
They'd make souse. They take that in the head and the feet.
Oh.
And that's what they, then they call, they cook that and they grind it.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like the sausage. And then they press it.
Mm-hmm.
And the grease out of it. And they call that souse.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good eating too when it's prepared right. It's a good eating. Now some calls it, later on, they began to call it,
head cheese.
Huh?
Head cheese.
Yeah, head cheese.
Oh.
Yeah, it's known as head cheese.
But that's just the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing, yeah.
Well, have you ever heard of anybody making something from the liver, like cook and grind up the hog liver?
Yeah.
What
would
they make?
And we call it hash.
Oh.
They made what they'd call a hash out of the liver, and some use the light in with it, or the heart, you know.
Yeah.
And it's
Well, what about from the blood? Did anybody make
it? I've never known. I've heard of it being used, and they called it blood pudding. But now I never seen that blood cooked. Now, when we butchered everybody that I ever, and I've hope killed lots of hogs and lots of other folks.
Mm-hmm.
We just let the blood run out here on the ground and just run away. It's been kept and saved by some people,
mm-hmm.
and they called it blood pudding. I've heard fellas say they'd eat it and it was good,
mm-hmm.
but I wouldn't want to eat it. I wouldn't.
That does sound good.
I wouldn't if I knew I was eating it. I wouldn't eat it. It may be good, but I. But it's strictly forbidden in the Bible, back in the Bible days, and I. Yeah.
Did you ever know of people taking the juice from the sows and then mixing it up with cornmeal and then, I think they would let it get cold and then slice it up and fry it. Anything called a scrapple or anything like that?
Oh, I don't remember ever seeing that done.
Now, if you had kept your butter too long, we were talking about meat a while ago, now if you kept butter too long and it started to, not taste good, what would you call it?
We'll call it old.
Uh-huh.
It's old, and it don't have to get very old. I don't want it. Now I'm a lover of butter. I don't like old butter. I don't like old cheese or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
And they might call it something else, but that's all I'd know. It'd be just, it's just old butter, and I never did like it, and to be old. Now, if you, in the summertime, you keep it old, keep it too long, and I don't know what they'd call it, they'd say it'll whisper out. I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, they didn't have the refrigeration for it, you've got it now.
They say it did what now?
Whisper out.
Yeah, that's
say,
what I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I've heard it there. But,
and that was, it would be getting bad.
It'd be getting bad. It's old, but it's old and not fit for use. So.